Stay connected and discover how to use what you already have to achieve and succeed. Simply text the words power up to 42828. Also, we have a free course available that you'll want to complete before you start setting your 2021 goals. Stay tuned later in the show for more details. Sometimes we make a decision and we back out just as quickly as we decide to do it, especially when it comes to our fitness. Get some insight on how to decide and get it done on today's podcast. Our world has changed and it's continuing to rapidly change. Jobs, careers, and businesses are consistently disappearing. Even the way we learn and discover new things has been altered forever. Sounds a little scary? Don't be afraid. Be ready. It's your time to take control, design, and build a magnificent dream life and a thriving dream business that's filled with power. Because you are not powerless, you are powerful. No matter what's going on in our world, your power to achieve exists now, in the present moment. This is your time to do life with power by starting where you are and deciding to build your magnificent dream life and to fund that life by building your profitable dream business. I am your host, goal achievement strategist, and business coach, Pat Counsell. Welcome to Designing Your Life Today, the podcast where you will discover keys to designing and building your magnificent dream life and your profitable dream business. Get solutions, get strategies, get ideas, get inspired, and most importantly, start getting results. All you have to do is open your mind and make the commitment to take action. If you're ready to win, then it's time to do life with power. Hello, Power Achievers, and welcome to Designing Your Life Today. I'm Goal Achievement Strategist and Business Coach Pat Counsell. Now, today we're going to talk about how to decide and get it done. So how do you make a decision and actually follow through on that decision so that you don't procrastinate and so that you, well, as we talked about yesterday, so that you can actually reclaim your life. Now, we're not going to talk about that today because if you missed yesterday's podcast, you can go ahead and listen to that. Now, all week long, we're kind of talking about facing and overcoming those challenges that really could prevent you from bringing out that winning spirit that we all have. And yes, we have it. I don't care what's going on in our world. We all have it. Now, there's a difference between having it and using it. And so we're not going to talk about that today, but we are going to talk about how do you make a decision and actually follow through so that you can get it done. Now, what made me talk about this is because I've been doing something a little different when it comes to my own physical fitness. And I thought, you know what? There's a certain goal that I want to reach when it comes to my fitness, and I really have to get this done. And so I've been exercising, and I thought about it. I sat down, I thought it through, and I said, listen, you know what? You know, you've been exercising. This is a conversation I had with myself. You've been exercising, you eat right, and with an occasional sugary dessert like a cookie or a candy bar. And when we talk about occasional, you know, I have to pat myself on the back because I would have one at least once a week. That was like my treat. Now, I may have a cookie or candy maybe once, I don't know, every 2 or 3 months now. It's not that big of a deal to me anymore, but I still have the occasional sugary dessert. And as I said, like one cookie or a candy bar. And the thing is, you know, I have been losing weight, but I'm not satisfied with it. And I had been losing it and I wasn't really satisfied with it. I'm satisfied now, but I wasn't satisfied then. And I was losing maybe a half a pound a week or 1 pound a week, but I wanted to kind of get to what they consider to be the normal and what the health industry calls normal, which is, you know, 2 pounds a week. And even if you lose more than 2 pounds, as long as, you know, you really don't go overboard with it and just tax your kidneys, then I think, you know, you might be okay. Now, I'm not a doctor. However, from reading and studying this and kind of seeing what works with my own body, I realized that, wait a minute, you know, I can kind of drop 3 pounds and I'm okay. So, but I wanted to get to at least the normal 2 pounds or more each week. So I said, you know what? Okay, you have to really get serious about this. So this means not even the occasional sugary dessert. You have to cut it out. And this meant I had to first sit down, think about this, and diagnose the challenge. So the challenge that I was facing, of course, was going from losing like a half a pound to 1 pound a week up to 2 pounds a week. Because of course, you know, as we get older, we want to make sure that, you know, we keep our body fat at a certain level, because all kinds of diseases can come with too much body fat. And so you really want to pay attention to that. So I had to really think about this, because I said, I know what my goal is. And hey, I'm a goal achievement strategist. So let's sit down and let's strategize and let's really make this thing happen. So here's the thing. As I said, this meant I had to first diagnose my challenge. And that is the first key. If you want to get something done, once you've decided that you're going to do it and you're actually serious about this most important goal, and I encourage you, while you can achieve more than one goal, I encourage you to put your attention on that one solid goal that's kind of giving you a challenge and you really are serious about getting it done. You know, you're passionate about it. It's bugging you that it's not getting done the way that you know you can make it happen. So the first thing you have to do is diagnose the challenge. And that's what I did. And once I figured out the challenge, I diagnosed the challenge. And of course, the challenge was simple. Go from losing a half a pound a week or 1 pound a week to 2 pounds, 2 to 3 pounds a week. And be okay with that. So get to that goal, that weekly goal. So I diagnosed it, and then I had to decide on a course of action. So you have to decide on this course of action. You know, what are you going to do once you diagnose it? You really kind of have to pick it apart. And we're not talking about taking hours to do this, because this was not rocket science, you guys. It didn't take me forever. Okay, so there were no major quadratic equations or anything involved. Do I even know what a quadratic equation is? I used to, but I haven't used it. Math's not my thing. Even though I did pretty well in school when it came to math, it's just not my thing. So I don't even remember what a quadratic equation is. All right, I'm off the subject. Let's get back on topic here. So the thing is, I diagnosed and then I decided on a course of action. So the first thing I realized that, wait a minute, even though you cut your sweets like almost to nothing, there's something else you can change. You can actually change your diet to eating less meat and more vegetables. So that's what I did. And of course, I decided that, hey, let's burn a little more fat by putting out some more energy or burning some more energy. And what that meant was I had to get up earlier so that I can increase my workout time. And that's what I did. So I get up like a half an hour earlier. And this is during the week so that I can actually increase my workout time by at least another 30 minutes. And so in the mornings, and that's fine, you know. And then the next thing I said, okay, let's add another 30 minutes at the end of the workday. So if I eat something, and I really don't eat anything that I shouldn't be eating, anything that's full of, let's say the empty calories. I don't eat things that aren't on my list of things to eat, my healthy foods list. So, but I said, all right, let's, my metabolism, you know, it, depending on your body type, this is something that I read, you guys, that depending on your body type, you know, some people's foods, their body, their metabolism burns that food up almost as soon as they eat it. And then there are other people who, and the book actually said something to the effect of, their bodies, it digests slowly, the way like it takes a snake to, how long it takes a snake to digest something. Now, it doesn't take the human being that long, but that was just an analogy. Okay. And let's move on. Snakes, not a fan. Anyway, so, so the point is, and so another 30 minutes at the end of my, workday. And of course, now I get up at 5:30 on Saturday and I go for a 10K run. Sometimes, and a 10K is 6.6 miles. So sometimes, you know, I do 8 miles, and I'll be honest, that's not on purpose, but I feel good about it when it's done. So this is what I did. First of all, diagnose the challenge, decided on a course of action. But even after you do that, sometimes you still are trying to figure out, how do I make this happen? How do I stick to this? How do I get this done? How do I achieve my most important goal? Well, the other thing that you want to do is you want to feel your way through it. Okay. Or feel the outcome that you want and feel it often. And that's what I've started doing. So I don't even, if I think about eating something perhaps that I shouldn't eat, actually I try not to think about it, because if I think about it, eventually, yeah, I'm going to probably start to want to eat it, go and purchase it. So I don't really think about it, but what I do is I put my attention on how delicious all of the healthy foods are that I'm eating. And I put my attention on the types of foods that my body, that will help my body actually, let's say, work to is perform at its optimum level. We'll say it like that. So the thing is so I feel, so I start to feel the outcome that I want. I feel like it's already done. I tell myself it's already done. I act like it's already done. I think it. And so, and then I really feel it. So here's the thing. Now think about this, you guys. And when we talk about feeling the outcome that you want, think about when a person is about to go exercise. And this may be you, I don't know. But sometimes when a person is about to go exercise, they'll say, oh, I have to go exercise, you know, so I can, you know, get this over with. Well, that's a kind of feeling that's actually talking them out of doing it. And that's a feeling that they're not excited about. Okay. So they're not excited about exercising. They're not excited, or they're not even thinking about the benefits of it or the outcome that it's going to help them achieve what they want. So it doesn't matter what the goal is. So what goal is it that you're really serious about and it's just not happening? Think about it. Are you procrastinating? Do you give it a little bit and then you pull back from it? It's because at some point in time throughout the ordeal, what you're doing is you are feeling as though you don't want to do it. In other words, I don't feel like doing this. So change that. Work on changing that feeling. And that means changing that mindset and start telling yourself, you know what? I absolutely love doing this. You know, me getting up at 5:30 on Saturday, and I'll say this just for kind of illustration purposes, me doing that at 5:30 on Saturday, yeah, that is so not my cup of tea, because I kind of like to stay up on Friday nights late and catch up on a couple of movies that I've been wanting to watch or something. And now that can't happen. So instead of me telling myself, oh man, I'm missing like my favorite movies of all time, and this is my time to just chill out and watch my movies, instead of telling myself that, I tell myself, man, this is great. I'm going to bed early. I can't wait to get up tomorrow. I'm going to get an early start on the day. I'm going to get so much done tomorrow. I'm going to get out. I'm going to run my 10K. And of course I live in Jacksonville, Florida. So the weather here is still nice. And I talk about the weather, and so that I'm really excited about doing it. The environment that I'm in, I'm surrounded by it's just beautiful water. Okay. It's beautiful. and lots of green grass. And so I go for my run and I have a great time. And I'll probably post, not probably, I will. I'll post a picture so you guys can kind of see, because I'm there wearing my Do Life with Power t-shirt. Yes, I have Do Life with Power t-shirts. Actually, they're coming out in about a week or so, maybe sooner. But I have the Do Life with Power t-shirts. I have the prototype. So I had my prototype t-shirt on, and I've since bought more, but, and I love them. I love the way they feel, but that's not what today's podcast is about. But the point is, I put on the Do Life with Power t-shirt because it makes me feel good. It empowers me. It inspires me. And as I said, because it does feel good, I'm feeling like, hey, I'm like the fittest person on the planet. Look at me. So, and of course, there's really nobody out there to look at me, but I'm okay with that. So the thing is, the point that I'm getting to you guys is I'm creating kind of this, these feelings that allow me to be excited about working out. So if you want to really get it done, you need to feel the outcome that you want and stay away from any kind of saying what you don't feel like doing. Stay away from telling yourself all the things that could, anything that's negative or anything that could go wrong. You know, put yourself in the mindset that you are excited about your life. You're excited about where you're headed, and you are super excited that guess what? You have this goal and you are so on point. You are so super awesome because, hey, you are doing life with power by not powering down, but by powering up. And think about that. So that's pretty simple technique, you guys. And I promise you, it will work. It's not about going overboard. It's not about going too far and stressing yourself out because you're not getting something done. It's about being excited and feeling the outcome that you want, feeling as though it's done. You know what? That's actually a biblical concept. Call those things that be not as though they were. So you want to start acting as if that it's already done. And it goes beyond acting. It's about feeling it. Okay. Because now you're putting out a kind of energy that's going to bring you exactly what you want, even if it means bringing you some ideas so that you can solve your challenge, or you being prompted to call someone or contact someone or just take a course or just do something that's going to move you closer to the goal. And I can tell you, when you start feeling the outcome that you want and you're prompted to move in a certain direction, I want to encourage you to make that happen. Do it. And you're going to be surprised at what you get. Listen, you guys, you are built by design to win, and you are here to do life with power. This is what it's all about. So part of doing life with power, power is a feeling word. Okay. Part of doing life with power is about you constantly putting feeling. That is so super excited. Okay. That's all I have for you guys, except, I said that I was going to let you guys know about a course. It's a brand new course. It's absolutely free, and it's going to be available on Thursday. You can actually go and sign up starting now if you like, but the course will actually launch on Thursday. It is absolutely free. It is called Bringing Out Your Magnificence. On Magnificent Monday, I'm always talking about how magnificent you guys are, that you're built by design to win, and that you have everything that you need to succeed. Well, this introductory course is going to help you get on track for that. And get on point with that. And this is a course that you really want to take before you start setting your 2021 goals, because, you know, sometimes we set goals and we're not inspired by the goals that we set. And this course is going to give you clarity. It's going to help you kind of pinpoint your confidence and get a kind of more insight into what it means to have the self-esteem that you need to have in order to achieve your goals. It's also going to help you really start to make that shift into your magnificence so that you can achieve, so that you can be excited about achieving, and most importantly, so that you can actually believe that you can achieve using the gifts and talents that you already have. That doesn't mean that you don't have to learn something new. When people hear, oh, you know, you're a natural. Here's the thing about being a natural. What it means is that, yeah, perhaps you were born with the ability to sing, but yeah, you still have to practice. You still have to learn music and how to read those notes. So there are some things you still have to do in order to be your very best. So this course is going to help you really open your mind so you can set more goals that inspire you more. And one last thing, you guys, before we say goodbye, starting next week, we're going to have our first episode of Morning Cup of Tea. Now, I started doing Morning Cup of Tea probably about 2 years ago, but I actually wasn't drinking enough tea or trying enough different varieties. So I'm like, wow, this segment is only going to last like a week. But I've been drinking different teas and learning a lot about these different teas. And I got excited about it. When I get excited about something, I want to share it. So I thought, you know what? Let's make that a segment on Designing Your Life Today. And you guys are going to be so surprised about some of the health benefits that teas present, that they can bring to your body. Or at least that's what it's doing for me. As I said, I'm not a doctor. So when I share things on my Donut Up Tuesday, I'm sharing from my perspective, and I'm sharing based on things that have happened to me and things that I'm going through when it comes to my own physical fitness, things I know that will work. So I don't give you guys all these different products and things. That's why you don't hear about a lot of different products on our show. I only talk about products that I either believe in or I know they work for a fact. And the ones that I believe in, I have tried those products. Now, products and things that I recommend for men, I haven't tried those, which is why you probably don't hear about those. So our products are unisex. So the point that I'm getting to you guys is we're going to talk about Morning Cup of Tea, and I'm going to share some really interesting things about the various teas and what they can do for your body. Well, I think that about wraps it up. Don't forget, you can register for the Bringing Out Your Magnificence. It's a very short course. It's absolutely free. And I'm pretty sure you guys are going to love it. I, of course, share my story in there in the beginning, just to give you a little idea and insight into, you know, what it took to become a success and to get to a certain level in my real estate businesses and my other businesses that I've owned in the past. And of course, my current business. So check it out, you guys. All you have to do is go to Designing Your Life Achievers Academy. There, I can spit it out. .com. That's Designing Your Life Achievers Academy.com. And you can get registered and have fun with the course. Okay, that's really all I have. I want you guys to enjoy this Tone It Up Tuesday and do life with power. It's your time to do life with power. So get more resources for building your magnificent life and business by visiting designyourlifetoday.com. Also, take the time to give us a positive review on iTunes and other podcast platforms where you listen to our podcast. This helps others looking to achieve, find our show. Feel free to comment at the bottom of the shows that you listen to on each page. Our show notes contain links to the resources mentioned in our various shows. This show is produced to help you do life with power by discovering how to use what you already have. So feel free to download our podcast and share it with others. Finally, stay connected by using our super easy method to start receiving your newsletter, and do this by texting the words power up to 42828. Thank you for listening, and next time invite a friend. Do life with power, you guys.